It's right there. It's right there on the ballot. It's right there. It's right there. It's the news, according to me. Well, good Monday morning to you. I had a little lack of show last week. Lack of show, they call that. When you don't have a show, it's lack of show. But this morning, I will have a short show, and possibly tomorrow morning have a little bit longer show, hopefully. No guarantees. I'm under a little bit of stress this next couple days here. Got a couple things I got to do there. A little bit stressful. Just did want to mention one little quick thing, though, before we get too far into the week. Tomorrow's the big election day, of course, and we'll be praying for that, praying about that. Hopefully everybody's praying. Just keep praying, because it could get rather interesting here in the next day. We have, I'm in Atlanta, by the way. I'm down here in Atlanta, and it's foggy. It's really foggy, much like my brain typically is. So I have a lot going on. The interesting thing that's been happening, and I keep hearing this montage, and of course now Tucker Carlson and some other people have been playing, Mark Dice and some others, been playing this montage of the left-wing media and how they're saying that democracy is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. And I did hear one individual, someone on Fox, possibly. It was, who was it? It was actually, Tucker might have actually said it. My first thought when I kept hearing that was, no, democracy isn't on the ballot. Democracy is the ballot. The ballot is democracy. That's so ridiculous to say that, you know, we're going to vote out our democracy if somehow it's which we don't have. We have a representative government, which we keep, you know, continue to forget that. I keep thinking about the election, the issue going on, the campaign going on in New York for governor. Lee Zeldin has made double digit increases in his. It's a very close race right now within the margin of error against Hochum or Hochum, however you want to pronounce her name. You can pronounce it however you want. She's a complete left-wing nut. She avoids all the issues. She won't answer a straight question, or she won't answer it with a straight answer. And it gets very frustrating, of course, listening to these people sometimes and what they, how they go about their little way of doing things, the way they do it. So, she'll continue to blame high crime rates on gun control. And she quotes these numbers that are absolutely ridiculous. And one of the things that somebody confronted her recently, MSN interview, actually confronted her on. She said, I don't feel safe going to the, you know, I go into the corner market, and they got all the pharmaceuticals are locked up. And you don't feel safe going from your car to the store. She goes, is this turning into San Francisco? And she said, we're not going to become San Francisco. Well, how do the people in San Francisco feel about her statement there? What's going on with that? San Francisco, basically you're saying, has fallen. It's not something you strive to be, because San Francisco is a left-wing, leftist bastion of ideology. I think it's actually Nancy Pelosi's district. So are we going to say that, was Hochum actually bashing San Francisco at that point? Well, we're not going to become San Francisco. What you're supposed to say is, what's wrong with San Francisco? You're supposed to deny there's anything going wrong there. You just threw San Francisco under the bus. All of your leftist buddies over there just got thrown under the bus, because apparently you don't aspire to be San Francisco the way those leftists are running that country, that state, that part of the country. But it's okay for them. But that's, you know, they think it's the most wonderful thing in the world, obviously. So it's an interesting quandary they get themselves into occasionally. Now, of course, when you ask the question, whether you believe that there's a limit to abortion, you know, should there be a limit on, you know, when should an abortion be limited? You know, should it be all the way up to the time of birth? And they'll say, well, that's between a woman and her doctor. Well, then no, there's no, you don't think there's any limit because you think the doctor and the woman should decide that if they want to abort the child day before it's born or as it's being born, that's fine with you. That's between the doctor and the... So in other words, you don't believe in a legal sense of the word when life begins. Apparently you don't think the life begins until the child is out of the womb. And even some, in many cases now, there are leftists, prominent ones, in office today who believe that a child should be able to be born and then put down in a comfortable and dignified manner. Why should you give it dignity if it's not a human being? Why should you give it comfort if it can't feel pain? These people are sick. Recently, I believe it was either Obama or it might have been Biden. I can't remember. I think it was O'Biden. Let's just put it that way. One of them said something about how they're using the media. This is the way the Nazis and all these other countries, these dictatorships, the way they would steal the country is they would use propaganda. Propagandize the media. And that's what they're doing. That's what Fox News is doing. You don't think that you've been using the media at all for the last however many years? Mainstream media hasn't been in the tank for the left wing party. Everything that they said basically in relation to how this puts our democracy on the line. Personally, I believe it does put our democracy on the line. If you don't vote Republican, I think that the leftists will then basically assume power and take over. And I still don't think I'm still not so sure that there is not going to be some kind of shenanigans. I wouldn't be surprised if they pull something off with this whole thing. There's been a lot of early voting. There's been a lot of and they're claiming, of course, those early votes, they have to wait a couple of days for those to be counted. You know, in most third world countries, they have the election results the same day or the very next day. And in this country, we can't seem to get that straight with all the possibilities that we have. So it's just one of those ridiculous things. And it's, I'm sorry, I need to cut the show short here this morning. It's going to be a very short show just because of the nature of my day. I have to go get some breakfast and then head over to the old sawmill. Gotta get over there to the old mill, the coal mill, the coal mine, and so I gotta get that stuff done and get on my way. But otherwise, that's my short little blurb for today. I may have a show this evening, possibly. It's always that possibility. However, I probably will do a show this evening to be posted tomorrow morning, because tomorrow morning is going to be a very stressful morning for me. Very stressful, actually, extremely stressful day tomorrow. For about 6 or 7 hours, it's going to be very stressful. And then after that, stress will be gone, and I'll either be quitting my job or else I'll be, who knows, I might quit my job or just go somewhere else. Who knows? I don't know what I'm going to do. So, or I'll just keep working. Well, it's kind of, I don't know. We'll see how tomorrow goes. So that's the nature of what I'm doing, and I will be on my way. Hear from me again. Again, folks, be on your knees. Be praying for what happens with our nation here in the next 24 hours. If for nothing else, just to hear what God is telling you to do in this time of decision, this valley of decision that we're in. Once again, folks, thanks for being listeners. Thanks for being subscribers and participating, sharing, downloading, whatever you do. God bless. Have a great day.